today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.
Today, Sunday, is the 20th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Hordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we choose a verse from the Holy Quran for blessings, our program, and of course, learning an interesting point. For today, we choose chapter Isra, verse 71. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Yawma nad'u kulla unasin bi'imamihim. Faman utiya kitabahu biyaminihi fa'ulaika yaqra'una kitabahum wa la yuzlamuna fatila.
Mention, O Muhammad, the day we will call forth every people with their record of deeds. Then whoever is given his record in his right hand, those will read their records, and injustice will not be done to them, even as much as a thread inside the date seed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In interpretation of this verse in Islamic sources, there are numerous quotations introduced, all of which enlightened thoroughly the meaning of the verse, indicating that the purpose of this verse is imamate or leadership. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, said, "On that day, every nation will be called along with its contemporary imam or leader, and the book of their Lord, as well as the course of practice of their prophet."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid.
This is today's special. We are speaking about who are the Shias. As for the Shia after the martyrdom of Imam Ali, they followed the leadership of his son, Imam Hassan, and after him, his brother, Imam al-Hussein, and the subsequent nine Imams who were the descendants of Hussein. They followed them on the firm basis of evidence in the Noble Quran and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, who explicitly repeated on many occasions that he, the Prophet, would be followed by 12 Imams and that they would all be from the tribe of Quraysh. Therefore, Shiism can be termed as the following of the Noble Quran and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, as conveyed by his family, whom he appointed that are Ahlul Bayt. After the Prophet Muhammad, the Shia followed the 12 divinely ordained Imams as successors of the Prophet Muhammad. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes those people who are inattentive to the needs of other people. So according to the instructions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, being attentive to other people, to the needs of other people, I mean, in Shia communities, everybody is expected to be sensitive to the needs of other people. And when viewed from this perspective, it can be found out that it has other, overtones or other implications. These needs cannot be limited to only financial needs. I mean, any kind of need, educational need, or need for seeking knowledge, or need for example, reaching a better lifestyle and so on. And also, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam instructed Ibn Jandab, his companion, to inform other people, other Shi'i communities, other Shi'i people, in that people are expected to consider piety, religious piety, and being sensitive to the needs of other people. And no Shi'i individual has the least right to wrong other people. لَيْسَ مِنْ شِعَتِنَا مَنْ يَظْلِمُ النَّاسِ. Anybody who wrongs other people, who commits any crime against other people, cannot be regarded to belong to the Muslim community.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
It's a good time to look at the characteristics of a true Shia. It has been narrated from Muhammad ibn Ismail from his father that he said, "I was with Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam when Abu Basir, one of his followers, entered our company. He was breathing heavily. When the Imam turned towards him and asked him what was troubling him, he stated that he was on the verge of leaving this world, but worse than all of this, he was worried about what his state. The Imam said to him, 'Why are you speaking like this when you have the honor of being classified as a Shia?' At this point, the Imam went on to list the greatness and reasons why one who is a Shia should be proud. Continuing on, the Imam alayhi salam then said, 'O Abu Basir, surely Allah has spoken about you, or Shia, in the Quran when he said, "Surely over my servants no authority shall you have, O Satan." From the Holy Quran, chapter 15, verse 42. "And verily I swear that Allah has not intended any other servants of his in this verse except the Imams and their Shias and followers." Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Welcome for Knowing About a Life Lesson. Source of Arrogance. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "No one boasts to other unless he harbors a feeling of inferiority in himself. Recent psychological and psychoanalytic research has proved that the arrogance and boasting is nothing more than an inferiority complex. Those who suffer from it resort to the practice of magnifying themselves artificially to compensate for their deficiencies. By doing so, they only add to their inferiority and dislike in the eyes of their community." So clearly evident is this from the Imam's saying, "The faithful people are always modest before others due to their internal dignity." Oh,
And the school of Ahlul Bayt is based on justice. Allah is just. I am Shia because this is the school of thought that truly proves to me God is just. وَالْعَدْلُ أَلَّا تَتَّهِمَ The Imam alayhi salam says, don't put any blame on God. Look at others, they put the blame on God. After Jamal, when Aisha was going back, they told her, why did you do this? Didn't you know this is Ali ibn Abi Talib? The Prophet had so much respect for him. Why did you fight him? She put the blame on God. She says, this is Qadr. Qadrullah kana muqaddaran. This is the predestination. God has destined it. It's not my fault. God has destined everything. You see? You see how sometimes they have this view of predestination, but not in the school of Ahlul Bayt. In the school of Ahlul Bayt, yes, Allah plans many things, but at the end of the day, you're responsible for your actions. Don't ever put blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first reason why I'm Shia, because it gives me the complete understanding of what Tawheed is. Secondly, the second reason why I'm Shia is because the school of Ahlul Bayt gives me the best, most pristine image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, the greatest creation of God. Compare what we have from Ahlul Bayt and compare to what others have in their books. In my school, the first thing Allah created was the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He's the greatest of Allah's creations. He is infallible. The angels learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But then look at some other schools of thought. Not all schools of thought believe that he was infallible. Look at Bukhari. Bukhari tells you the Prophet would stand and he would relieve himself. Is that the Prophet I want to believe in? Bukhari tells you the Prophet was mashur. He came under the spell of black magic, of sihr, such that Aisha says he didn't know what he was doing. He thought he did some things when he did not. Is that a Prophet I'm going to follow? And then the same Bukhari tells you from Abu Huraira that the Prophet once said, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ سَبَبْتُهُ Any Muslim that I curse, right? That I slander, oh Allah, any Muslim, any mu'min, any true believer that I slander, make this as a means of forgiveness for them on the Day of Judgment. Maybe I will slander some people, haram, they don't deserve it, but I don't know. Ya Allah, make that as a means for their forgiveness. Is that a Prophet I'm going to follow? Who's going to slander believers? This is in Bukhari. And many, many other things that you find in Bukhari, my dear brothers and sisters, and these other schools of thought. I am a Shia because I'm honored not to believe in these things. I'm honored to believe in a messenger, in a prophet who's pure, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second reason why I'm Shia. The third reason why I'm a Shia is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi gave us a recipe. You want to achieve salvation? You want to avoid deviation? The Prophet famously stated in Hadith al-Thiqlain, I leave behind me the Book of Allah and what? My family, my Ahlul Bayt. If you hold on to them, تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا, you shall never go astray.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي